Again, Jesus began to teach beside the sea, and a very large crowd gathered about him, so that he got into a boat and sat in it on the sea, and the whole crowd was beside the sea on the land. And he was teaching them many things in parables. And in his teaching, Jesus said to them, "Listen, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured it. Other seed fell on rocky ground, where it didn't have much soil, and immediately it sprang up, since it had no depth of soil. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and since it had no root, it withered away. Other seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no grain. And other seeds fell into good soil and produced grain, growing up and increasing and yielding 30-fold and 60-fold and 100-fold. And he said, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." And when he was alone, those around him with the 12 asked him about the parables. And he said to them, "To you has been given the secret of the kingdom of God, but for those outside, everything is in parables, so that they may indeed see, but not perceive, and may indeed hear, but not understand, lest they should turn and be forgiven." And he said to them, "Don't you understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables? The sower sows the word. And these are the ones along the path where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan immediately comes and takes away the word that is sown in them. And these are the ones sown on rocky ground, the ones who, when they hear the word, immediately receive it with joy. And they have no root in themselves, but endure for a while. Then, when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately they fall away. And others are the ones sown among thorns. They are those who hear the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches and the desires for other things enter in and choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. But those that were sown on the good soil are the ones who hear the word and accept it and bear fruit 30-fold and 60-fold and 100-fold.
Great. Thank you, Roseanne. Thank you for reading so clearly. And thank you, you guys, for sitting so quietly as Roseanne was reading. I need you to sit quietly just for a little bit longer, and then we'll have lots of activities to get people involved in, because we're going to have a look at these words of Jesus's together, this story that Jesus tells. And the interesting thing about this story is that it's all about listening to Jesus's word. And as we look at this story together, we're going to look at it under two headings. The first is the response to Jesus's word, and the second is the spread of Jesus's word. The response to Jesus's word and the spread of Jesus's word. But just before we do that, just to get ourselves into the mood, just to get us warmed up a bit, we're going to do an exercise. We're going to do an exercise in sort of listening to words and responding to words. Okay, it's very simple. It's a game, really. It's called True Word or False Word. Here's how it works. This is for everyone, by the way. Here's how it works. I say a word, and you have to decide whether it's a real word or a false word, whether it's a true word that really exists and means something, or whether it's a word that I've just made up out of my head. Now, if you think it's a true word, you have to stand up. Obviously, if you don't want to stand up, that doesn't matter too much, but it would be great if you could. Okay? If you think it's a true word, you stand up. If you think it's a false word, if you think it's rubbish, you just stay sitting down, and you can sort of go, "Oh, I don't think that's a true word," something like that, okay? Everyone understand what's going on? Everyone back there understand? Excellent. Okay, here we go. Here's the first word. The first word is a verb, and it's the word to pleach. To pleach. It's spelt P-L-E-A-C-H, to pleach. If you think it's a true word, stand up. If you think it's a false word, stay sitting down. Yeah, you're a bit nervous there, Okay, the word to pleach is a real word. It means to intertwine. It's a little bit like to pleat, I think, but it's to pleach. So far, you're not doing great. Okay, hit next one. It's another verb, another doing word. Here it is. The word to reginate. To reginate. Anyone think that's a real word? To reginate. Yeah, you're not going to get caught out again, are you? To reginate. There's a bit of peer pressure down here. Actually, that's not a real word. I made that up all on my own, but it sounds like it ought to be a real word, doesn't it? But it's not. It's not a real word at all. Okay, here's another one. This is the name of someone who helps in the youth group. It's a noun. A luff. L-U-F-F. A luff. Think that's a real word or a fake word? Now you're not sure at all. A luff is a real word. Apparently, my English Illustrated Dictionary tells me it's part of a ship. Don't know which part, but it's part of a ship. A luff is a real word. Anyone got all three right so far? Well done. Pendicious. It's an adjective. Pendicious. Anyone think pendicious is a real word? Yeah, no crouching, either standing or sitting. Pendicious. There's no such thing as maybe. Pendicious. Real word? Real word? Oh. Oh. It's not a real word. Totally made it up. Okay, real word? Microphone.
Not this one. All right. It is a real word. Okay, final one. Final word. It's a noun again. A catechew. A catechew. C-A-T-E-C-H-U. Catechew. Catechew is a real word. Obviously, what everyone down here knew was that catechew is a vegetable substance containing tannin. You all knew that, didn't you? Excellent. Anyone get all five right? No, you didn't. I know you didn't. Excellent. Okay, that's great. We've all got the idea about hearing words, responding to words, two responses to words. Which brings us to our first point from Jesus' story, the response to Jesus' word. The response to Jesus' word. And I want us to notice something quite surprising, I think. I want us to notice that there are actually only two responses to Jesus' word. I know that there are four different types of soil, but in fact, there are only two responses to Jesus' words. And to prove that, I'm going to need some help. Before you volunteer, let me just say what I need. I need four people, four actors. Really, if you rate yourself as an actor, come on then. 1, 2, 3, 4. Come on up. Okay, just feel the part, get yourself into it. Come and stand this side of me. These four are going to represent our four different soil types for us, or the seed landing in different types of soil, okay? I'm going to tell the story, but you need to act it out. I'll just give you some tips, okay? You can be the soil, you can be the path, all right? The seed that falls on the path, it just gets snatched away. As soon as it lands, it's like people hearing Jesus' words, and it goes in one ear and out the other, and you get snatched away, and you just sort of lie down, well, sort of dead over there. Is that all right? Great, okay? You can be rocky soil. This is where people hear Jesus' words, they respond really quickly, but there's no roots, and when trouble comes along, they sort of shrivel and die. Okay, so to begin with, really happy. Do happy. That's it. That's brilliant. Don't worry about the audience. Just think the part, okay? Really happy, quick growth, like that. Really happy, and then trouble comes, and then you die. And you just sort of in a heap down there, okay? You're the soil. It falls on the soil. It grows, but then there's all sorts of thistles around. So this is like people who hear Jesus' word and respond to it, but then stuff from the world just kind of comes in and chokes them. It's a bit of choking. Do a bit of choking. Brilliant. Brilliant. And then you die as well. Okay? Happy? Now, you're the good soil. Okay? When your seed lands, this is people hearing the word, and then they respond, and they kind of grow like a big plant. Can you do that? A big, big plant grow? No? Ah. Go on, have a go. Just, do you want to be choking? Any plant you want to be. I'll tell you what, let's get some help. Another big plant, Jono. Come on. Thank you. Jono's going to help, because actually, it's lots of big plants, isn't it? Come on. Well done, mate. Okay, so when you hear that, when the seed falls, you grow and big and strong. Just do that, because that's it. You've been doing this before. Okay, here we go. Everyone got their part? Everyone happy? Okay, here's what we do. I'm going to tell the story. You act it out. Okay? Warmed up? Okay? Right, good. Excellent. Okay, Jesus tells a story about the four different types of soil. The first is soil that's just like the path. And Jesus' word is taught, and the people on the path hear the word, but it goes in one ear and out the other and is snatched away immediately like that, and they end up, well, nowhere. The second type of soil, this is good, just stay dead. Okay, the second type of soil, wait for it. The second type of soil is like people who hear Jesus' word, but it's rocky ground, so they've got no depth for their roots. So they respond really quickly, really happily, lots of excitement, lots of enthusiasm, but then there's trouble and persecution, and because there's no roots, they wither and die. The third type of soil, is where Jesus' word is heard, people hear it, they respond to it and grow. People hear it and respond to it and grow. But all of a sudden, stuff from the world, thistles, comes in and chokes them. The worries of the world come in and choke them, and they die. Just stay there. Well done. And the fourth type of soil is good soil. This is where people hear Jesus' word, they accept it and believe it and respond to it, and they grow. No, that's it. And they grow big and strong with lots of fruit. That's it. Excellent. Listen, stay big and strong. And it stays big and strong. Brilliant. Thank you. Now, just stay where you are. Stay big and strong. Okay, excellent. That's it. Big fruit. Excellent. Okay. Now, well done. Now you're getting it. Now, Jesus says this is exactly what it's like when people hear and respond to his word. And I want you to see that there are only two responses. I realize that there are four different types of soil, but look. Either the response is God, Jesus' word is rejected, these three, for whatever reason, or it's accepted, this one here. Either we reject Jesus' word and it gets snatched away or choked out or it dies, or we accept Jesus' word and grow strong. And notice from Jesus' parable that when people accept his word, the growth is amazing. The growth is amazing growth. Excellent. Give these guys a round of applause. Well done, guys. Thank you.
Well done. That went better than even I was imagining. Right. I just want us to concentrate on that last type of soil, just for our last few moments here. That when Jesus' word is heard and accepted, the growth is extraordinary. And this is our second point, the spread of Jesus' word. And if you grab your service sheet and look at the very last verse that was read out to us, verse 20, it says this. But those that were sown on the good soil are the ones who hear the word and accept it and bear fruit, 30-fold and 60-fold and 100-fold. Do you see, when Jesus says that when people hear his word and believe it and accept it and respond to it, well, then the word grows and it spreads dramatically. He says it's like a seed landing on good soil, which takes root and which grows and which produces a crop 30 or 60 or 100 times. Now, when Jesus said that, the people listening, they would have gasped, particularly the farmers listening, because 30 or 60 or 100 times is a bumper crop. It's a massive crop. Even today, it would be a big crop. And Jesus says that's how his word spreads, when people hear it and believe it and accept it and respond rightly to it. The spread of Jesus' word, it's unstoppable. It's dramatic. Now, to help us get a feel of this, we're going to do another exercise. Okay, another exercise. We're going to play sitting down tag. Okay. Here's how it works. By the way, we're playing this for the whole church. Okay, sitting down tag. It's very simple. Everybody sitting down puts their hand up. Okay, don't worry, it doesn't happen often. But just sitting down, put your hand up like this. And one person at the front here is going to be it. Here's what happens. They start off, you've got to stay sitting down on this one. And it's a fairly limited contact sport, this one, all right? Sitting down, where you're sitting down, you touch as many people as you can. Okay, you tag them. Once they're tagged, they become it as well, and they tag the people around them. You can't get away because you're sitting down. That's the whole point of it. Now you're getting it. Okay. Once you get tagged, you tag the people around you, and when you get tagged, you bring your hand down, obviously. What should happen eventually, or pretty quickly, hopefully, is that soon everyone in the church will be tagged. See how it works? No need to move. Unless you've got to jump over the divide. Now, obviously, if you're upstairs, Mr. Furlong is the only person who's allowed to break the sitting down rule. He's going to nip upstairs and tag someone up there. Okay? Does everyone understand what's going on? We'll give it one go. Let's just, okay, everyone hands up. Okay? We're going to start off. You're in, okay? Hand weight. On three. Once you get tagged, you can tag as many people around you. Please don't hurt anyone. Okay, if you don't want to take part, just say, I'm not taking part. Okay, that's absolutely fine. Everyone got their hands up? Come on, hands up. And a camera. Right, here we go. One, two, three, go. That's it, now you're getting it. Arch, you're going to have to tag me here. That's it. It's going. It's gone. It's crossed the divide there. Look at it. It's like a tidal wave. Hasn't got upstairs yet. Hey, what? Well done. Johnny, you win. Right. That's quite good. Now we've got the idea. Now listen.
No point sitting around the corner. Come on, in you come. Come back in. Come back in. Come back in. You'll miss all the food. Come on, in you come. Here we go. Okay, here we go. We'll do it one more time. A bit quicker this time. Everyone got the hang of it? Hang on a minute. Anthony, you all right for another go? Okay, let's have someone else being it this time. Oh, that's a good idea. We'll start with Jono because he won. Okay, ready? Hang on, wait. One, two, three. Guys, come and sit still. Come and sit still. It's pretty unavoidable. Okay? Go. Okay, watch it. It's got unstoppable. Once you've been tagged, you're tagging other people. Don't just stand there smiling with your hand up. Start tagging people. This is quicker. This side's going well. Come on. Flood. Okay, I'm got. It's good. Look at that. All done. Run, Forrest, run. Shh, guys. Sitting down tag, remember? Brilliant. Anyone think they haven't been tagged? Good work. Just sit now. See how it works? It's very simple, isn't it? It's very simple. We might play again after service. Okay? It's very simple. It's unstoppable. Partly because you're sitting down, you can't get away. But it's unstoppable. And did you see how it kind of spread out? Did you see how it spread out from the front of the church all the way to the ends of the church? And Jesus says it's exactly the same with his word. That as people hear and respond to his word, it spreads out to the ends of the world. Not just to the ends of the church, but to the ends of the world. And I don't know whether you know this or not, but that is exactly what's been happening and is happening ever since Jesus said those words. The good news about Jesus has been spreading unstoppably to the ends of the earth. I know that the church in this country gets a bad rap, but if you go elsewhere in the world, the church is growing amazingly. And throughout the centuries, hundreds and thousands and millions of people have heard the good news about Jesus and responded to the good news about Jesus. So if you went to Asia today or to Africa, you'd find millions of people responding to the good news about Jesus. The response to Jesus' word, there are only two responses. The spread of Jesus' word. Where people hear and respond to his word, it's dramatic. Just as I finish, can I say that although we've had some fun together this morning, as we've looked at these verses together, this is a serious issue, isn't it? After all, these are Jesus' words. These are Jesus' words. And the question for us must be, how will we respond to Jesus' words? If you're here visiting this morning, perhaps this is the first time you've heard Jesus' words, or perhaps the first time for a very long time. Well, how will you respond to Jesus' words? That's the same question we need to ask if we're here every week, over here or in Sunday school. How will we respond to Jesus' words? Because there are only two responses. Either we reject his word, or we accept his word. Either we ignore his word, or forget it, or allow his word to be crowded out. Or we accept and believe Jesus' words and become part of that dramatic and unstoppable spread of his word. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for your word. Please help us be those who respond rightly to your word, who accept it and believe your word. And please help us to be part of the unstoppable and dramatic spread of your word. Amen.